Morning. So the end of yesterday's daf was trying to figure out different cases when one brice indicated that there could be a situation where one would violate multiple lavim or multiple times the same lava being mitamein multiple times would be multiple averos. And another brice indicated that once a person's tame, and then he's tame forever. You can't become tame more and more. Once he's tame, and the Gemara is trying to make different chilukim between chiburim versus not chiburim, touching the mace versus not touching the mace. And then the last suggestion the Gemara had made in the bottom of membeis and membeis was perhaps the difference between kan bebayis, kan besadeh. It depends. And the Gemara was talking about two different isurim. There's an isur of touching a mace, and there's an isur of coming into the same ohel as a mace. And so that final line of membeis and membeis again is Amar b'yochanan kan bebayis, kan besadeh. So let's look at the bottom Tosos just to get an explanation there as we go into Mem Gimel. So Tosos says kan bebayis, the last two Tososim, kan bebayis, nichnas bebayis besocho mace. A person enters into a house where there is a mace in that house. V'lo nitma kolum l'chein, and he wasn't tamei beforehand. Kolum l'chein. Oz lokeshtayim, he violates two different lavim and gets two sets of malchus. Alo yitma, on not becoming tamei that iser. Val lo yavon, the iser of coming into, entering into a place, a house, an ohel of a mace. Shebebia el beis abayis bo shtayim alof. So the same moment, two different lavim come together, not becoming tameh and not entering into a house. However, kan besadeh, the situation where there's only one set of malchus, says Tosfos, is kolomer kol tumah v'tumah below oel lo mishkachas sheis chayv shtayim bebasachas. Any tumah that doesn't have to do with ohel cannot cause two different isurim. Why? Sharei im noga b'shtei mesim bebasachas. The guy's in the field and he touches two dead bodies at the same time. Kulo chada hasrohi. That's all under the same category of hasra, that's one warning, don't become tamei, lo yitama. Tatzra delab tumma didehu. Okay, so that's a situation where the Gemara initially says, when a person enters their house, he gets two isurim at the same time, lo yavo, don't enter into a house of a mace, and not to touch a mace. When it comes to sadeh, there's no lo yavo, there's no entering, there's no ohel to talk about, so there's only one isur, even though there might be two mesim, it's all one isur. So the Gemara now says on the top of Mem Gimel and Aleph, Bibayis Nami, with regards to house as well. Kaven de all yaday. Yistayv, once a person, he's walking with his hand or swaying, his hand walks in, enters the house first. Yistayv, ki al kula hatamehu. So now once his hand enters into the house, he's tame, and his whole body enters in, his body is already tame. There, it all comes, let's see the explanation there in Tosos, the top line. Bibayis Nami came in the Ayo Yodhi Istaiv. Once his hand enters into the house, Istaiv, his hand becomes Samek. The Ohel Mace Kimali Tuma Dami. The halacha is Ohel Mace. We view it halachically as if the mace takes up the entire cavity of the house. Umiyad Shehoshi Yodo, the moment he sticks his hand inside the house, Kilu Nakuba Mace. It's as if he touches the body as his hand enters in the house. Vakati lo karino lo yavo. But he hasn't yet, it's not yet described as entering in. Entering in doesn't happen until his body enters in. But the moment his hand touches the airspace of the house, it's as if he's touching a mace. So he's ready tummy now, and lo yavo comes afterwards. So, v'chi ayil, kule, when his entire body enters in, hai tamei umbechul of omeidu, he's ready tamei. I mean, the only time lo yavo, the only time you get two different isurim, if the two isurim come at the very same moment. But if he's already tame and then walks into an ohel afterwards, that's already considered separate. The isur ohel cannot add on to the already existing tame that he is. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So Gemara says now, El Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Tzirf Yodo Mishum Tumeika Mishum Bialeka V'tzirf Gufo Tuma Ubiya Bahadade Hadade Kasu. So the Gemara says, when his hand enters in, so there's a violation of Tumah, but there's not an Isser yet of Bia. And when his entire body enters in, so the body now is subject to the Isser of Tumah and to the Isser of Bia. So I think the idea is, if he sticks his hand in, just his hand goes in first, so then there's a violation of Tumah. But there's no bia since his body hadn't entered in. But in a situation, I think, where he, let's say, walks like a soldier, like one of the in the British soldiers at Buckingham Palace, and very straight and stiff, so his body enters in the same moment, that's a situation where the Isser Tuma and the Isser Bia will come at the same moment. That's what it says there? Okay. So the Gemara says, But it's impossible. The guy's nose, at least, will be ahead of the rest of the body. So the moment his nose enters into the house, so then there will be tumah on his hand of tumah's bia, not tumah rather, but no bias ha bias. So there's always going to be some part of the body, in this case the nose, that will have tumah before the bia, and then there will not be a bavas achas. So Ella Amar Rabba gives us another suggestion. Hichnis yada mishim tumah ika mishim bia leka. So what's the situation? What's the difference? He's walking differently now. So it says the Tosfos here. Sounds like he's walking backwards. So if the nose doesn't come in first, his whole body walks in the same time.
They say he tilts his head back.
He's walking like limbo. Okay, fine. He's doing limbo, so his body's coming in evenly at the same time. So that's a situation where both the tumah and the bia could come in the same moment. Wait a second. But his toes are not going to be even with the rest of his body. So his front, you know, whatever step he takes, his right foot first, that big toe is going to enter into the house and before the rest of the body does. So there will be an iser tumah, but not an iser bia. So Ella Amar Rapapa Kigon Chenichnas Biseda Tevu Migdal. He's entering in, he's being brought in some type of box. Ubachaveru Upara Alaves Hamazeva de Tuma Ubiakwa de Hadade Kasin. He's brought in the box. Now this box protects him. It's Ohel. So someone puts him in a box. So he's completely tower in this box within the house. The friend comes, opens up the top of the box. Now he's exposed entirely. And the Isser of Tuma and the Isser Bia come at the same time to the entire body all equally. And that's a situation where he'll violate both the Isser of Tuma and the Isser of Bia. That's the suggestion of Rav Papa. Comes along Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Amar, he gives another suggestion, could go in the aisle, kishu goses, v'nafek nishmasei ad the yasif de tumah bia b'hadadei tadei ka'asin. So a person walks in when the body in the house is a goses, he's almost dead, but not dead yet, just about there. At the first Tosefta in Maseches Smachos, it's one of the Maseches Katanos, the first halacha says that Goses is a chai l'chol davar, it's considered alive. But he's almost dead. So the person walks into the bais where there's a Goses, his entire body's in the house, then the Goses dies, so the person who's now currently in the house, the Bia and the Tumah come at the same moment. And that's a situation where you get both Yisurim at the same time. Okay, the Gemara quotes a Brais in Atan Rabbanon, and then the Bryson now quotes the pasuk that I read the pasuk on the side here. Pasuk and Parshat Emor are talking about a Kohen. Lo yitama b'al ba'amav lehechalo. But they're talking about a regular Kohen.
Doesn't say Kohen Gadol here.
Okay. So lo yitama b'al ba'amav lehechalo. The halacha is that a Kohen cannot become tameh to someone who's other than the seven closest relatives of him. So the halacha is, where Bryce says, ad shayamus. The iser of a kohen becoming tameh is only once the body is dead. But before the body is dead, it's not going to be a violation. If a person's a ghost, there's no tumah there. Rebbe Omer bimosam yitma ad shayamus. The pasuk says bimosam. This is a pasuk elsewhere. This is also by a kohen. This is by a nazir rather. The pasuk says, "La'aviv ulimo la'achiv la'achosa lo yitama." The nazir cannot become tamei to the seven closest relatives. Lahem bimosam when they're dead. Ki nazir lo kav al rosha. So Rebbe learned from nazir bimosam when the only when the person's dead is there a violation of a nazir becoming tamei. So my benai, what's the difference? Seem to be saying the same halacha that only once the body is dead, once the person's dead, that's when there's a tumah. That bring different sources, one from the Kohen, one from the Nazir, but it seems to be the same idea. Gemara wants to know, my Benai, what's the nafkamina between these two sources? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshmos Darshanika Benai. There's no machlokas, really. It's only machlokas how to darshan the Pesukim, but there's no real nafkamina. Reish Lakish Amar, no, Goses Ika Benai. There is a difference with regards to Goses, which again is a person who's almost dead, who's at his last breath, let's say. So the man damar milahechalo, the one who says milahechalo, that's the source of when there's tuma kicks in. Afilu goses, so milahechalo, that word, it doesn't say mace. Well, how do they define milahechalo? Is desecrate?
Profane.
So that the Gemara thinks, Reish Lakish thinks milahechalo is more expansive. Even a person's not yet dead, but he's almost dead, that would be enough, because that's why the pasuk doesn't say mace by a Kohen. So since it doesn't say mace, it's more expensive. Even a gosit would be considered tuma. Laman damar b'mosam, Rebbe who learns from the pasuk b'mosam by a nazir ad shiyamos in gosit law. Only when the person's mamish dead is there a tuma. But if the person's only a gosit, there's no tuma yet. That's the nafka made between Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, wait a second. According to Reish Lakish, who thinks there's a difference between these two drashas, ulman damar melachalo, the one who learns from the pasuk of melachalo by a kohen, haksib b'mosam. Doesn't the pasuk also say b'mosam with respect to a nazir? How does he square up with that pasuk b'mosam? That sounds like only when the person's dead is their tumah. So mibaylei the v'chadar Rebbe. You need it for Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer b'mosam einu matame avab matame b'negasam v'zivasam. So what's he talking about here? That a goses isn't matame. That the nazir, a nazir is only warned about not becoming tumas meis. That's the only violation of a nazir. But dafka b'mosam, only tumas meis is their violation for a nazir. That's the drasha. But when it comes to tumas and negasim, it becomes, it's talking about terasia, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you warn about that? He doesn't have a choice about may coming to contact somebody who itself is a mitzara. Mitzara doesn't make other people tame. I guess it happens to be, if a nazir happens to get a nazir, it becomes rather a mitzara.
Then you're tame till the Arab. If you touch the mitzara.
Oh yeah, if a person becomes tame, I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that. Okay, so, if it comes to someone else who's a tumas maga or tumas ziva, so then there would be no violation for the nazir. That dafka b'mosam, that's the joshua b'mosam. But the pasuk leichalo is the source that one doesn't have to be dead for there to be tumas mace. Even a goses would be considered tumas mace. So Gemara says now, ulman damar b'mosam, the one who learns from the b'mosam, that dafka when the person's mace is their tuma. But if he's a goses, there's no tumas mace. And that's learned from the word b'mosam. So, hamibarle lahai svara. So, but doesn't he need the word b'mosam to teach you that a nazir is only warned about tumas meis but not other tumos? How is he able to use that same b'mosam to teach two different halachas? Again, one halacha that there's only tumas meis at b'mosam when the guy dies, and the other halacha that a nazir is only warned about tumas meis but not other tumos. You can't learn two drashas from the same pasuk. Imken the Gemara says, lema kra b'mos. My b'mosam, the extra mem at the end there. Shmas miyatarti, we learn two things from this pasuk, this word rather. One is that dafka tumas mesa, nazir is warned about, but not tumas maga, tumas nega, and tumas ziva. And number two is that only when the person's actually mace is there tumas mace. But if the person's a ghost, there is no tumas mace yet. Whereas, okay, fine. Uleman damar b'mosam, the one who learns b'mosam as the source of tumas meis, haksiv leheichalo. But isn't the pasuk leheichalo that he has to deal with? What does he learn from the pasuk leheichalo? Leheichalo lahachiyahu das, it's needed for the following, b'mishenu mechulol yatzezeshe mechulol v'omid. The only person, only a nazir who's not yet mechulol, who's not yet tame, who's not yet desecrated his body, only he is warned about becoming further, who becoming tame. But a person's already zesh mechul v'omud, one who is already mechulol, one who's already tame, is not warned about this because he's already tame. You can't matame himself multiple times. Then the Gemara says, l'man damar melechalo. So the one who learns melechalo is the source of when a person's tumas meis, hami barle l'haisvar, but don't you need the lechalo to teach me that if a guy is already mechulol, there's no additional iser tuma? So you can't learn again two drushas from the same word. Imkein lema kra leheichal. My leheichalo, the extra vav, shmas miyatarti. There are two drushas we can learn from this word because there's some extra words. The word itself, leheichal, is teaching us something. And the extra vav, leheichalo, teaches me a second drusha. Ask the Gemara now, the end of Mem Gimel and Aleph, Meisive. Odom einu matame elo ad shetetje nafsho. A person is not matame meis until his nefesh leaves his body, until he doesn't breathe anymore, doesn't breathe, his heart's not working, his brain doesn't work, whatever the definition is, until the nefesh leaves the body. Vafil meguyad vafil goses. Even a person's body and limbs are all cut up and stabbed, rachman al-tlan, or a person just goses, however you define goses, completely out of commission. Until his last nefesh, his last breath is gone, he's not tame yet. So that's the kasha. So we're not. What's the kasha now? So ulman damar melech chalo, the one who thinks melech chalo, that even when a person is a gozes, he is tumas meis. Hakatani deinu matam linin tmeya ad dinafkan afshe. So this brisa goes against that statement. This brisa clearly says there's no tumas meis until the nefesh leaves. So when the gozes is still around, the nefesh is still there, even though it's not so audible and it's not so functional. It's still there's still nefesh there. And this says, this brisa says, only once a nefesh leaves is even matame meis. So Gemara says, Linyan aschulei ha'ischil. So what's the answer? Wait, is that, that's... the, aha. That's the idea. The idea is, with respect to Tumah, everyone agrees that a ghost is not matame until the nefesh leaves the body. That's undisputed. The question is, with regards to the Isser and Nazir coming into contact with a Tumas Mace, is a Dafka Tumas Mace how we viewed in general whatever Tumas Mace is until that guy actually dies? Or perhaps when it comes to Nazir, there are higher standards. And even when a person is a Nazir, that's rather a person's a Goses, there is still a Chula, there's still a Chula taking place. If a Nazir comes into contact with a Goses, that would be a unique violation to a Nazir. With regards to Tumah, everyone agrees what it is. With regards to Chilil, that's a machlokus. At what point is a Nazir violating his own Kedusha? Is it only a Tumas Mace? Even by a Goses, there would be a desecration. Gornal says at the top of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, Amar Rav Chista. Chista says, Amar Rav, quoting in the name of Rav, Nikta Rosha Shel Aviv. If the head of the father of a Kohen becomes cut off, Eino Metamilo. So halacha is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya. We know that a Kohen is not allowed to become Metame Meis. If it's of seven close relatives, he's allowed to. But it's only when their close relatives are actually in their bodies intact. If the head's been cut off of the father or any other relative, ain't a matame. He's not allowed to become matame to his relative. My time was the reason for this. Amar Kron, the pasuk says, Lo aviv bizman shu shalim, lo bizman shu chaser. His father, when his father is complete, the drasha, he has to be complete. Only then is it a is there a heter, even a requirement for the son to be matame for his father. But if it's not, if the body is not complete, then there is no heter. Imagine it's probably pretty difficult when these things happen, when they're, you know, Kohen of Rahman al Tlan is in a some type of accident or terrorist attack. Okay, so Gemara now says, Amrlei Rav Hamnuna, Elomayat, if that's the case, Ka'azil Pipiska Darvus, Upaska Ganvil Resho, Hachanami Lol Tamele. So let's say a person's walking along, picks with the Arvus, I guess a.
The Barons of Aravos.
Place, no different than what's going on these past few days. Walking among these places of non-Jews, Ganavim, Listim, Arabs are found, and they kill him. They cut off the guy's head, so he can't be become tame. So Amarle Meis Mitzvah Kamris Hashta. So what's the kasha? I don't get the kasha.
It's so nobody ever goes there. So if the son won't. Can't bury him, who will?
Aha. So no one's going to go there. So you say he has to stay there. Only the son will be moser nefesh for his father to bury him. So Gemara says, Amar lei, meis mitzvah kamris. So you're talking about meis mitzvah. Hasha yishlomer bachmina mechayev aviv lo kol shagain. So, no. If there was a meis mitzvah, then a kohen can be metame for any meis mitzvah, even a non-relative. So certainly for his father, if he's the only one who's willing to go to this area to bury his father, he'd be allowed to. Not because he's a kohen and he's a close relative, rather it's a different din of tumas of meis mitzvah. And that meis mitzvah, the kohen would be obligated to perform. The high meis mitzvah, and this is a meis mitzvah, ask the Gemara. When the father is killed in this place, that's a meis mitzvah for the son to go bury the father and be metame meis as a kohen. The Brisa tells us, Ezu meis mitzvah kol shein lo kovrim. Anybody who has no one to bury him, that's a meis mitzvah. The body's lying in the middle of the street and no one's burying him, so it's a meis mitzvah. Someone has, whoever finds the meis has to bury him. And the Brisa says further, Kari v'achim onim also, ain't a meis mitzvah. If they call out and say, someone come help me, and others come out, that's not called a meis mitzvah. There's no head there in that situation for calling to bury. V'ha islay bara. And isn't there a son here?
Who can hire others to bury the father.
Uh-huh. So the son doesn't have to do this, right? Let him hire somebody. He has no head there. If the father was intact, the body was intact, so then the son has a head there. But here the body's not intact, so he should hire somebody else. Gemara says, Kevin to Ka'azaba Orchai, since he's walking along the way, and this happened to his father, Kimishain Lakovim Dami. This is similar to there not being anyone to bury him. You have to figure out exactly why doesn't this fall into the category of Kori Lo and people coming. So I guess it's so far away, there's going to be such a delay. By the time he finds someone to come back and bury his father, it won't be the Kavod HaMeis. That's a heter already considered Ein Lo Meis, and then the son in that situation may bury him. So Gemara says, HaMeisive, La, Yutama, La Hu Mitame, Veinu Mitame Leivareha. Right, so the pasuk says also by Kohen. The pasuk says in Parsha Emor, Ki im l'sheiro hakarav elav lima laviv livno levita lachiv, and then it says lachos habesula his unmarried sister krova elav asher lo ha'isal isha was never married lo itama to her he's able to be metame. Kohen Hedot can be metame to his sister, his unmarried sister. So the Gemara makes a drasha again. Meisve lo itama to her, to his unmarried sister, he's allowed to be metame. Lahu mitame to her only, veinu mitame levaraha, but not to her limbs. If she were to be cut up, rachman alatzlan, then he wouldn't be able to be mitame to her limbs. Lefishainu mitame lever menachai, shel aviv, ama machsir hu al etzim kisora. Because he's not able to be mitame for the limb of the live father. Let's say the father's, limb had to be amputated and would be buried. The son cannot be mitame meis for that aver menachai. So what's going on here? Let's read a little bit further. Aval machzer hu al etzem kesora, but he can go back on if there's a little bone the size of a sora, it can be. So what does this mean? My machzer hu al etzem kesora, what does that mean? He's going to go back and he can go become a tame mace if there's a bone the size of a sora or larger. Lav lemeimra di mechaser purta lo purta. Does not mean to tell us that if there's a little bit of the body that's unburied, then he's allowed to be metame mace. And we said before, only if the body is shalem is he able to be metame mace, but the body's not shalem. But this indicates if there's a small piece of bone that wasn't shalem, he can be metame mace, but that's not shalem anymore. How is that allowed? And the Gemara says, you're misunderstanding this braisa lo. It's not the case what you just suggested. Hahi, excuse me, Rabbi Yehudahi. This braisa that we just quoted, that you're allowed to go back and find the etzem kisora, is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo mitame ve mitame le'evareha, that he can be mitame to her, but not to her limbs. She'ena mitame al ever menachai shel aviv. Ava mitame hu le'ever menamei shel aviv. Because a klal is that you're not allowed to be metame for the father who's alive and he had to amputate a limb, that's when you cannot be metame. But if the body, if the father had died, then one can be metame for Avarim. So this brisa goes against Rav. It seems to be machlokis in different brisas. Whether or not, again, one can be metame the father in a situation of Avarim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Tanya, the Brisa, doesn't the Brisa teach us that Rav Kana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov la, mitame ven mitame levarim, that only to her, when she's intact, can the coin become mitame to his sister, but not to her evarim, prat le kazayis min ames. This Brisa tells us that excludes a kazayis min ames. So what it means, not to the Evarim, that refers to if the Evarim, not only a full limb, but even a kazayas of a mace, even a kazayas of the dead body would also be a problem of the Kohen to become metame. Who kazayas natsil, what time is it? Okay. Who kazayas natsil, and also kazayas of any of the moisture, the liquid, the bile, whatever comes out of the dead body, also. Who melo tarvod rekev, and also a, we're diving upstairs or downstairs?
Up here.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was in the basement. It's set up down there.
Oh. Maybe you're right.
Oh, okay. I left my stuff down there. Okay. We'll find that. Because netel malo tarvad rekev, or a certain amount of rekev is, I don't know how they define this, the
corpse dust.
Okay, so yachal lo yitame. One might think, wait. So what we're saying? So those things, he cannot be mitame again. The kohen can be mitame lo when she's intact, but not to her body parts, and not to her kazayas, and not to a netzel, which is some of the liquid or the mele tarvad rekev or some of the corpse dust. That he cannot be mitame. Yachal lo yitame lashidra lagulgalas lerov binyana. Well, Rav Minyana, one may think, oh, so let's say there's the skull or the spine or most of the bones or most of the amount of bones or most of the actual bones, that too he shouldn't be metame since it's not full. Ksiv v'amarta lehem, the pasuk says, and you should say to them, v'amarta lehem, this is Moshe should tell Aaron, hosiv l'cha kasev tumacheres, to add another tumah. The extra statement is telling me another tumah on top of the guf shalem. These things are included also, the golgolas and the shidra, all these things which are very essential and major parts of the body would also be in violation of tumas meis. So this would be included. And furthermore, the Gemara says yachal lo yitame l'shidra l'golgolas. So one would think, fine, so I was going to explain all this now. Let's go through it really quickly. Yachal lo yitame. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara had me. One would think one's not allowed to be metame to those different body parts. And Amris ma choso miuchedes shengufa talibo umetame l'shidra l'gogoles l'rov binyana l'rov binyana af kol shengufa talibo metame l'shidra l'gogoles l'rov binyana l'rov binyana. So just like when it comes to a sister, one's able to metame or any other relative that's the major body parts, the skull and the spine, all those things, so to others, just like by the sister, so to all other relatives, the same halachas would apply. So what's the kasha here? So we're seeing that not only a guf shalem, even a body parts, if they're essential body parts, would a kohen allow to become tamei. And the Gemara answers, "Hahi nami Rabbi Yehudahi." That's Rabbi Yehudahi who holds against the brisa, against the Rav before. Rav held only guf shalem. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, even not a guf shalem, a kohen could be tamei. But Rav damar kiyai tana, and Rav holds like the following tana, that only a guf shalem. And the tana tells us that the tana meisa shemesa aviv shel Rabbi Yitzchak beginzik. Yitzchak's father was a nifter. Ubava hodiyu, they let him know. La'achas shelo shalem, after 3 years they let him know his father had died. Ubash v'shalas Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha, he wanted to know Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha. It's been 3 years, my father's body can't be complete intact anymore, must have decomposed. V'dal zakenim shimam, they asked Rabbi Yeshua and the four others zakenim who were with him. Uvamu, they all paskin la'aviv bizman shu shalem, v'lo bizman shu chaser. Only when he's complete. But seemingly 3 years later, he's not complete anymore, therefore he cannot be metame for his father. So that's a big machlokas, and again, we paskin, I believe in Shulchan Aruch, that only when the body is complete can a kohen be metame to the relatives. Okay, shkoyach.